Why are you wearing a turtleneck?
Daya asks with disdain, shoving a bite of her salad into her mouth. We met at Fiona's to grab a bite to eat. I needed to get out of the house. Desperately. The smallest things would bring me back to that night. And every time I looked in the mirror, I was overcome with the memory of his teeth sinking into me, and the bite of metal soon after. I clear my throat. I'm trying something new, I mutter. It was the only thing that would cover the mark staining my body. I had to order several of them in different colors through Amazon Prime, the need for them dire. I can never let Daya see those marks. Nor could I ever confess the new meaning my stalker gave to finger banging. She shrugs her shoulders, looking down at her salad. Only you can make a turtleneck, mom jeans, and a belt look fashionable. I frown down at my outfit, disagreeing with her assessment. I hate this outfit, but maybe I only hate what it represents. Something designed solely to cover the bruises covering my body. Beneath these clothes is a map of purple hickeys.
What about lover boy? Anything else happen with him?
I hope the flesh crawling up my neck stays down. If it doesn't, maybe I can blame it on the goddamn turtleneck. I'd much rather talk about Gigi, I say, eyeing the mozzarella sticks sitting between Daya and me. I've had four already and I want the last one. Noting my stare, Daya rolls her eyes and flaps her hand, urging me to take. I do so with a big smile on my face. I have some news on Ronaldo. Both brows shoot up, urging me to continue. Last night I was picking through the diaries to see what I could find on him. Gigi would often mention him wearing nice suits and that gold ring, indicating that he was middle to upper class. And there was one entry where he seemed to have gotten jumped, came in bruised and bloodied, but wouldn't speak about it. So, I'm thinking he was involved in crime of some sort. He was very secretive about his life and told her at one point that he wouldn't allow his dangerous lifestyle to affect her.
You think he was like a mob boss?
I shake my head. No, I think his boss was a mob boss. When Gigi spoke of him when he was beat up, she made it sound like he was punished for something. She quoted him saying, "It was nothing I didn't deserve," and that's all he would say. Gigi had noted several times in entries that she kept asking anyways, concerned for his well-being. The last thing he told her was that he had a very strict boss and he couldn't know about her. Daya nods her head, a spark of excitement in her sage eyes.
I'll look into crime families in the 40s. See if I can find anyone that might match his description.
I smile, feeling the same spark of hope. The high lasts for a total of 5 seconds before Daya's eyes widen, her gaze locked behind me. My heart drops and the hairs on the back of my neck rise. My shadow wouldn't show up here now, would he? In front of Daya?
Hello, ladies.
My eyes widen along with Daya's. Her gaze clashes with mine and a million things are said in the span of 2 seconds. Like that, we need to be very fucking careful. He sits down next to me, his body relaxing back into the chair as he stares at me with a wide smile that stops miles from his eyes. I clear my throat and force a smile. Hello, Max Arch's friend, right?
The one and only.
He responds, his stony blue gaze glued to my face. Can feel a blush creeping up my neck from the intensity of his glare. What can I do for you? I ask casually, sipping on my quickly depleting margarita. I'm going to have to flag down the waitress soon because I'm going to need another to get me through the conversation and one more to get me through the aftermath. I'm going to need to call an Uber tonight, I already feel it. He leans forward on the table, crossing his fingers and looking at me like he's really curious about something. His entire demeanor is hostile.
I'd like for you to tell me exactly what happened when Arch went missing. His lips curl into a cruel smile as he tacks on. From your doorstep.
I frown. Didn't you already hear about it from the police reports? He narrows his eyes, that smile frozen on his ice-cold face.
I want to hear it from you, Ms. Riley.
I do my best to keep my face blank, but I'm not sure how well I'm doing. Can't say I'm practiced in the art of handling a criminal. Matter of fact, 3 nights ago pretty much proved that I suck at handling criminals. He said my last name to show me he looked into me. But that would be the one thing I'm used to by now. Being stalked. We went back to my place and had some fun. I start. A glimmer shines in Max's eye when I say that. We were actually in the middle of having fun when someone banged really hard on my front door.
Has that happened before?
My nerves flare because this is a question I don't know how to answer. No, I say, finally refraining from gulping like I really want to. I also really want to pick up my margarita again, but my hands are shaking and I don't think I'll be able to hide that. So I act like an imbecile and lean over to suck down more of the margarita with it on the table.
Hum.
He hums. Max has to know I have a stalker now. It was something Sheriff Walters told me that would bite me in the ass with them, but I couldn't not report. Someone stalking me. Max must have seen those reports. But one thing is for sure, I didn't report his hands appearing on my doorstep.
You see, Addie, I just can't quite figure out the motive, you know. Like, say, why would an enemy of Arch show up at your doorstep in the middle of Arch getting his dick wet?
I flinch from his crass words, feeling almost ashamed that I let Arch touch me at all. Max Dias snaps. His cold eyes turn to her, but she doesn't cower.
I've told y'all a million fucking times. Addie had nothing to do with it.
His gaze thins again, and he leans further into the table, pinning Dia with a steely glare.
That's the problem, Dia. I don't fucking believe you.
She snarls, her hands clenching into fists. If you want answers, Max, you're looking in the wrong place. I cut in before this conversation blows up and Max murders us right here and now.
I don't think I am, he responds, facing me again.
Because Arch's hands ended up on your doorstep the next morning. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say that's personal. So why would Arch's hands be personal to you?
He smiles in victory when my eyes round with surprise. How did you know that?
Something didn't sit right with Arch going missing at your house of all places. The morning after, we sent a man to scope out your property. Just in time to see Dia here picking up a bloody box and driving off with it. They tailed her, and after she buried it, they simply unburied it. Imagine our surprise when I saw my best friend's hands in that box. And imagine my surprise when my men told me it was gifted to you.
I don't look to Dia. I don't want Max to see just how alarmed I truly am. My eyes thin. Maybe it was put on my doorstep because whoever it was assumed I was connected to Arch's dealings. He laughs then.
You think our rival assumed you were Arch's bitch and that you were involved with our work? Maybe, I snap. Would they know if I wasn't? He doesn't answer. He just stares, sousing me out. And I stare back, letting him see the anger in my face, the frustration. Why did you have Dia bury them, Addie? Why not tell the police?
I weigh my options and decide that telling the partial truth is my best bet, because there was a note in it threatening my life along with any police officers involved if I called them. I was made aware of Arch's work by then and thought it best to listen and not get further involved in something I have nothing to do with, by the way. Again, he just stares. My heart is beating out of my chest, and by the look in Max's eyes, I'm still not sure he believes me innocent. Part of me just wants to confess to him that I'm being stalked. What difference would it make at this point, anyway? Now that Max discovered Arch's hands, there's no reason to keep it a secret. But there is. If Max discovers I have a stalker, one who is clearly violent and dangerous, he might use me as leverage to draw him out to get his revenge. I'd become collateral, and I'm not sure I'd make it out alive. At least this way, there's a chance that Max will leave me alone if he thinks I'm just some random girl who got caught in the crosshairs of gang activity. Max hums again and stands, straightening his suit jacket and rebut-toning. The suit drips class and money, and something tells me Max has taken over the Talavera's dealings. There's a new crime lord in town, and he's pissed. Me no less.
Enjoy the rest of your dinner, ladies. He walks away, taking all of his bad juju with him. The air instantly feels lighter now that he's gone, but he managed to still leave an ashy taste in my mouth. They're going to be a problem, Dias says quietly. I nod and flag down the waitress. Add it to the fucking list.